Plenty of legends have had time to grow up around the cyclone, not the least of which is one that says a deafmute once found his voice while plunging through the roller coaster's big drop. There's nothing legendary about that drop. It's an honest-to-goodness 91 feet at a 60-degree angle, and not one for the faint at heart. It even scares veteran roller coaster riders like Adam Joseph of Edison, New Jersey.
It's just wild. It's a great feeling, feeling that your stomach come up into your throat. It's just an unbelievable feeling.
Is it scarier when you're going through it or just before you get there?
I think it's when you first get to the top of it and you start looking down, and then it just takes off, and then you know you're on your way. And it's just fabulous.
Mark Rustin of Cornwall, New York.
Well, it sort of feels like your feet are coming over your head from the back. You're pretty much going straight down, and usually you start laughing, either that or crying. You're just really scared. You're really going down fast.
Parks Commissioner Henry Stern wouldn't take a ride when he issued a proclamation for the day, but his 9-year-old son Jared did. And what did Jared think of the ride?
It's scary.
What was the scariest part?
First drop. You have to close your eyes. You feel like you're flying.
Okay.
I was up off the seat. I just flew out of my seat. Almost. But that bar was there to save me.
You can take his word for it, or you can take my reaction when I went down the big drop. This is it. This is the one everybody's told me about. Here we go, 91 feet. I can't see where I'm going! And, oh, again! Oh! Beautiful view of Coney Island! For about 2 seconds! Even though the cyclones probably cost food concessionaires millions in sales over the years, Park West High School's Culinary Arts Department contributed a cake of near legendary proportions, a 3.5-foot-wide replica of the roller coaster. Bob Roberts, 1010 Winds at Coney Island.